أكثر. خير إن شاء الله. إذن نبدأ دروسنا، نبدأ من كتاب التوحيد، من كتاب العقيدة، من كتاب بلوغ المرام. نعم تفضل. أبتني دقيقة. محضر التسجيل بس دقيقة. حديث الباب نفس الكتاب. يمكن الكتاب يختلف.
لما كان يوم خيبر أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أقل ثمالا، إن الله ورسوله يحنى من يمن حياتكم أن يكون من خمر الأهل الحارس سبق من حياته.
لا الحمد لله صلى الله عليه وسلم السلام على رسول الله. يقول الإمام الصنعاني رحمه الله تعالى، يقول الإمام الشوكاني يقول الإمام حجر رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه بلوغ المرام قال: وعنه رضي الله عنه أنه قال عنه، عندك عن أنس، يقول لك عن أنس وعن يعني عن أنس، وعنه يعني عن أنس، وعنه يعني عن أنس، وأنس هو ابن مالك، أنس ابن مالك بن النضر بن ذمذم، أنس ابن مالك بن النضر ابن ذمذم الأنصاري رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. أنس بن مالك صنع مالك صنع النضر صنع دمدم الأنصار، يسمى الأنصار. خدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 سنين. He served the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم for 2 years. منذ أن جاءت بأمه لما قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة المهاجرة, said his mother took him when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم arrived at Medina when he migrated to it. فقالت يا رسول الله أنس خادمك يخدمك. Anas is your junior servant. He serves you. فادعوا الله له. So ask الله تعالى for him, something for him. فدعا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له العمر وكثرة المال والولد. So الله تعالى بيته سلم سبقيت ask الله تعالى for Anas a long life, a lot of wealth and children. فعاش أكثر من 100 سنة. He lived for more than 100 years. ورأى من ولده وولد ولده من صلبه من الذكور 53. And he saw from his children as grandsons, grandsons, sons and grandsons, 150 of them. Sons and grandsons, other than the daughters, all of the sons and grandsons, 150. وروى الفان روى 2,286 حديثا. He reported 2,286 أحاديث. أنا أتي سبع أحاديث. فهو من أكثر السعادة الرواية. And he is one of the Sahaba reported most of the hadith. يقول أنس رضي الله عنه أنه لما كان يوم خيبر أنس says it was on the day of خيبر. يوم خيبر المقصود به اليوم التي حصلت فيه غزوة خيبر, لما غزى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيبر. The day of Khaybar means in the day in which he saw a sallam conquered Khaybar. قال المقصود باليوم ليس يوما واحدا لكن المقصود تلك الوقعة, مقصود الوقعة ليس اليوم نفسه. It does not mean here one particular day, a set of day or Sunday or but it means in the time in which the Battle of Khaybar occurred. وهذا كان في الطريق إلى خيبر, and it was on the journey to خيبر. خيبر هي بلدة في شمال الجزيرة العربية, تقع شمال غرب المدينة. And خيبر is a town in the north of the Arabian Peninsula, to the northwest of مدينة. نعم. لما كان يوم خيبر أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبا طلحة. أبو طلحة الأنصاري هو زوج أم أنس. زوج أم أنس. أبو طلحة الأنصاري is the husband of the mother of Anas. لأن والد أنس النضر بن زمزم لما قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة مهاجر هرب, لا يريد الإسلام, هرب إلى الشام ولحق بالنصارى الأساسنة وتنصر ومات هناك كافر. Because the father of Anas was النضر بن زمزم ان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان في مدينة في غم اعرف مدينة جدناك وان اسلام and he went to الشام where the Christians were most Muslim as a Christian. After that his mother named Abu Talha. Now, Abu Talha أمر من تسلم أن ينادي فنادى إن الله يرسل ينهيانكم أبو طلحة نبي تسلم كمان من تجوع and call people saying only Allah is messenger warning you or forbidding for you they both. Now here, in this hadith, he said, Yanhayanikum, they both, Allah is messenger, forbid for you. لكنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قد قال للرجل الذي وجد يخطب يوم الجمعة وليس صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the man whom he found given the khutbah of Jum'ah saying من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصيهما فقد غوى. The man said whoever obey Allah and his messenger then he is guided and whoever this obey them both with the pronoun. Disobey them both. Here the Prophet said to him, بِئْسَ خَطِيبُ الْقَوْمِ أَنْتَ. قال الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خَطِيبُ الْقَوْمِ أَنْتَ لأنه جمع بين الله ورسوله بالضمير. Because he gathered both Allah and his messenger and one pronoun. Them both. Disobey them both. مع أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ثم قال له قل ومن يعص الله ورسوله قال له من يعقل ومن يعص الله ورسوله so he said to him no but say and who and he who ever disobeys Allah and his messenger what is the pronoun both them both but you have to bring them now Allah and His Messenger. Here in this hadith, Abu Talha, one of the other hadith, Abu Talha said, Yanhayanikum. They warn you or they forbid for you. Then, so from Allah, the first verse to Allah and His Messenger. So, tell the woman, yeah, يستخدم الضمير, ولا كان على الضمير. He here uses the pronoun, while there he objected the khatib using the pronoun. يقول العلماء في الخطبة يجب أن يكون هناك بسط وتوضيح في الخطبة يجب أن يكون هناك بسط وتوضيح because in the خطبة we should explain clearly we should not use short terminologies because this is the time when the people come and listen at they are told to concentrate to what you say as a khatib. So you should not grief. But you should explain. So they can understand. لكن في النداء لما يسعى يعلن فإن الناس لا يستمعون جيدا هنا
ينبغي أن يختصر على ما يعطي المعنى فقط. بل إني call on sweet people warning them of something, we should use the shortest and more simple statements so they can understand it quickly. It's a warning. It's a warning. يعني لا يمكن أن تقوم تحذر الناس من النار فتقول إن الحطب إذا رش عليه قال ثم رشى فيه ثم اشتعل فإنه بعد قليل يجذب شرارا وهذا الشرار قد ينطلق إلى الفرش وقد يحرق البيت. هذا طويل لا أحد يأخذ الوعد. It's not correct when you come to warn people of the fire, you come and say, oh, they need the work of you with kerosene on it, and then you bring the match and fire it, then you catch the fire, and in a short while, if this starts, this starts, then go for the clothes, and then cause a fire in the house. This is not correct. People are not listening to you because you are warning now in the streets, right? But in the khutbah Jum'ah, people are coming freeing themselves just to listen. So here it is not correct to shorten. When we say to shorten, we do not mean the khutbah. No, not to use abbreviations of pronouns instead of nouns. Yes, we are told to shorten the khutbah, but with the nouns, not with the pronouns. You know? Because the nouns give the clear meaning. The clear meaning. Yeah. قال إن الله ورسوله ينهيانكم. طيب لماذا يقول إن الله ورسوله؟ هل الرسول يحرم بدون أمر الله؟ Why he says that Allah is messenger for this reason. Why? Isn't it Allah alone and the messenger only conveys what Allah Ta'ala revealed to him of what has been forbidden or made forbidden? So it is just it's a confirmation that it came from Rasulullah. It's not an istihad of a companion who is calling. It is a confirmation that the Prophet was saying it. Because if that man walks and says, Inna Allah yanhaakum, people may think that, oh, this is istihad from him. He thinks that Allah wins or forbid for us. But in this messenger, say that Allah and His Messenger forbid for you. It is clearly now known that this news came through the Messenger Muhammad. So that's why we are using it this way. Hey, the importance of it is the coming part. تنهيانكم عن لحوم الحمر الأهلية فإنها رجس. الحمر الأهلية the one known from eating the meat of the forbidden meat of the donkeys. والفرق بين الحمر الأهلية والحمر الوحشية هي أن الحمر الأهلية تستعمل في الغالب لنفع الناس في حمل الأمتعة وحملها كما ذهب إلى ذلك عدد من أهل العلم. These donkeys are used as transportations and for people at that time. Many of the ulama said لأن إذا قتلت لا يوجد بعد ذلك ما يركبونه يصعد. هذا إسكال and the slaughter for eating the meat of it. Then there is no way of transportation or carrying loads for people. Now, هذا شيء من ما جاء في يعني بعض كلام أهل العلم. فأما الحمر الوحشية فإنها جائزة. While the donkeys which live in the and it was the wild donkeys, they say it is it is permissible. بعض الناس يظن أن الحمر الوحشية تلك المخططة بالأبيض والأسود، وهذا خطأ. الحمر الوحشية هي نفس الآلية لكنها متوحشة، تعيش في الغابات، تعيش في الأماكن البعيدة، لا تحب الناس. Some people think that in Arabic they say they call it zebra, حمار الوحش. As usually the zebra lives يعني far from people. The zebra doesn't live with people. It is wild animal. It is wild animal. So they think that the حمار الوحش is a zebra. While it is wrong. حمار الوحش could be zebra and could be donkey, which is wild donkeys living in the desert. The normal donkeys, which are not wild, when you come close to it, it does not run away from you. It does not get scared. But the wild donkeys is like all other wild animals. They get scared of people. They run away. And maybe they attack. No. فعلى كل حال المقصود بالتحريم هو هذه الحمر التي استخدمها الناس في تنقلاتهم. The donkeys which are not permissible to eat and the donkeys which are not wild, which are living amongst the people. والعلة قد اختلف كما قلنا العلة في تحريمها قد اختلف فيها. بعضهم قال لأنها الظهر التي يحمل الناس والمتاع. There are different opinions why the donkeys are not allowed to be eaten. Some of the ulama said because it is the way of transportation and carrying loads for people, and as they are killed, this would be a problem for people. Some other وقال بعضهم بأنها يعني تكون خاملة تتحول شحوم وهي الحمى إلى شيء من السموم، وهي تأكل يعني كل شيء حتى القذورات حتى. فلذلك قالوا بأنها لا يجوز أكلها. And some of them said that because the non-wild donkeys يعني become less active than the wild donkeys and wild animals, and they also eat anything, even the dolphin. So they say that the fat and the meat become kind of, you know, bruises and cause of illnesses. That's why they say it is not to be eaten. فسبحان الله هذا حتى في أعراض كثير من الكفرة ما يأكلون الحمير. And it is even to many of the kuffar who don't eat the donkeys. نعم بعض يعني عباد الأوثان أو كذا يأكلون الحمير ويأكلون الكلاب في أهل الأرض لأنها لا تؤكل. There some of the idol worshippers today, they might be judges and judges, but for most of the people, whatsoever their religions, they don't eat drugs and donkeys. Literally. Like that. على كل حال, لماذا أوردها هنا؟ بعض أهل العلم يرى نجاستها. كما قال, بل قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث المتفق عليه على صحته, فإنها رجس. هذه الكلمة فإنها رجس اختلف في تفسيرها. فذهب بعض أهل العلم this word which, which is impure, there are different opinions on explaining this word impure. بعضهم يقول نجسة اللحم والدم واللبن, نجسة اللحم والدم واللبن. They say that it is impure in its blood, meat, fish and milk. يقول هذا كله نجس, يعني يعاملون معاملة الكلب. And this way that they are treating it, they will treat the dog. As the dog is impure, all the meat, the blood and the milk. والبعض الآخر قال بأن النجاسة هي نجاسة يعني معنوية, كما حصل في نجاسة نجاسة الخمر ونجاسة الكفار. وكل ما يعلم أن الكفار إذا تبرع الكافر منهم بالدم فإنه يجوز المسلم أن يعطى هذا الدم, لأن الكبد تنقي الدم. And we all know that the kafir is, يعني in the Quran, it is said that he is impure. But we all know that even the blood of the kafir, if he donates blood for Muslims, it can be يعني given to a Muslim, it can. Although it is khamr, but as the liver, refine the blood of all the يعني of all the objects which is not from it, then it is okay to use, as some of the ulama say. This يعني anyway, على كل حال ليس بالضرورة أن نعرف السبب وراء التحريم في كل مسألة أو وراء الوجوب لكل شيء, ولكننا نتعبد الله عز وجل بذلك. فإن ضررنا فالحمد لله, وإن لم يضررنا فلا نطلبه. And the important thing is that we should not seek the reason why this is forbidden or this is obligated. If we can find, alhamdulillah. If we cannot, we do not waste our time there, because it's a command. We are commanded to do this worship, to avoid this thing. We have to obey and listen. Now, Allah Ya Allah. قبل أن ننتقل إلى هذا الحديث, نريد أن نطبق بعض أحكام اللغة العربية. Before we move, we need to implement some of the learning of the Arabic grammar that we have studied. كنا نتكلم عن علامات الإعراب. نعم. We are going to talk about the علامات الإعراب. Right? Right. وكل من علامات الإعراب أربعة حركات وأربعة حروف, يعني أربعة حركات وأربعة حروف. يعني من الحركات ومن الحروف, يعني تتعز في الإعراب. وأربعة حركات فضمة كثرة 60, And then the oath of Israeliah. Right? No. And the oath of Israeliah. الواو يا أمين طيب نستخرج من هذا الحديث المعرب بالحركة ولكن فالسؤال إذا معرب بالحركة نعم من يستطيع عندما نريد أن نستخرج شيء معرض بالحركات إلى أي مكان يجب أن ننظر في أي حركة في حركة أي حركة يجب أن ننظر يعني find the one which is معرض بالحركات to the حركة of which meter we should look ها the last meter سم الأخير إلى أن ننظر صارت ناو ناكل فيه نعم فقلنا الذي يعرف الحركات أربعة أشياء وصدق whatsoever can be times of إعراب هذه الحركات is only one of four things اسم المضرب صدق ناو جمع التكسير بوكل بلو وجمع المؤنث السالم الساوند فيمينين بلو وقسم لاخر شيء انا بدار اشعر ماذا تميت في كل عين مثل طيب اذن هذه اربعه اشياء ننظر الان هل يوجد عندنا اسم مفرد في هذا الحديث جو هذا اسم مفرد في الحديث Yes, what is this? Allah. Allah. It's a mu'arab. Right. Is it mu'arab? Mu'arab. What is it the name? What is it the name of mu'arab? Huh? Mu'arab, yes. But what is it the name? Mu'arab. ها؟ لا ده المفروض ايه؟ ايه ده المفروض تتارع زين ده قدش برادية ايه ايه ده انت في الحديث المسلم ليس في الاسلام ده انت في الحديث ليس في الاسلام طيب عندنا هذه الكلمة الله في الحديث السابق تكرر ثلاث مرات بثلاث حركات يشعر الله عزيز إذا الحديث أو الحديث بفوق بنشر ثلاث تاني بثلاث ثلاث حركات رضي الله عنه ضمع رضي الله يشي ضمع أمر رسول الله أمر رسول الله يشي كثرة ها؟ اسم الفاعل؟ لا لا كيف اسم الفاعل الله هذا صريح هذا ليس اسم فاعل اسم فاعل مثل قاتل قاتل بارز أن يسمى اسم فاعل لكن الله هذا ليس اسم فاعل طيب أمر رسول الله الله هنا أيضا اسم مفرد لأنه يوجد داخلية حركة كثرة طيب إن الله الله على آخره فتحة هنا إيه يصير فتحة ونحن من دراسة إن الله ها إن الله بالإنجليزي للعرب بالإنجليزي للعرب بالعرب أن الله لا هذا خطأ هذا خطأ هذا خطأ. لماذا؟ أنا يعني لكن لا بأس. يمكن الذي راجع الكتاب عندك ليس أفضل في الأرض فراجع يعني يأتي بشيء باللقاء المتقدم. أما مقولة طيب عمران أو شيء عبد الله خلاص الناس مقولة طيب قال أن الله قال لكن هنا هو يتكلم إن الله هكذا لما ترجع الكلام تقول إن كما نقول إن الحمد لله لا نقول أن الحمد لله في خطبة الحاجة ماذا تقول إن الحمد لله لأن الكلام بدأ بإن وأن لا يبدأ بأن ولكن يقال قال رسول الله أن الله بس وهذا والذات وأن الذات طيب على كل حال إن الله هنا يلاحظ الجلالة جاء بأخيره فتحة يصير ترجع ولا تتر طيب هذا يعني ماذا؟ إذا رأينا كلمة في آخر حركة ينظر الآن نعرف أنها معلمة بالحركات وانسو سي إلي وور الحركة عند لا تتر ولماذا this is معلم بالحركات إثنات معلم بالحروف وماذا this is from the section called معلم بالحركات طيب two things I don't know up to now, two things I don't know whether it is اسم مفرد جمع تكسير this مفرد other signs to know and the other thing that I don't know the reason why it is فتحة ضمة but what I am sure of is that it is معرب الحركات why I am so sure that it is معرب الحركات let it go yeah I just said it I just said it I said and I keep repeating it because I see on the last letter haraka simple if I see on the last letter of any word there is haraka I know that it is معرب الحركة simple anywhere you see it ended with حركة you know that it is معرب الحركة now I need to analyze which part of the معرب الحركة it is which kind of it I have four here now I come to the other information what? Now, here I come to see each side of معرب الحركات how can I know when it is طيب وإن اسم مفرد جمع تكسير جمع مؤنث سالم وفعل مضارع لم يتصل بآخر شيء let's begin with him this word الله إذا فعل مضارع Okay, I come. I need to know. I need to know what is the al-mudara. How can I know the al-mudara? I know the al-mudara from the beginning of it. If it has a ya, or ta, or nun, or hamza, no symbol. And these are extra, not from the original wording of the word. Let's take one example. Shanda. Shanda. Shanda is a word, purpose. When I want to make it present tense, what should I do? Okay, if I'm speaking about he, حيث يشربه. كنت تتكلم عنه يقول يشربه سواء يجب أيضاً أي آل بياء الهجوم. الآن صديق يباوت شيء حيث تشربه أي آل فاء. الآن صديق يباوت وي بيأس أسير نشربه أي آل بنور. About you, تشرب. About I, أشرب. Okay? So when I see these four letters, one of these four letters, at the beginning, I know that it must be المبارك. المبارك. Now, in this world, Allah, can I see any of these ones? Hamza, Nur, Ya, Ta, do I see? No. Because the divine Allah is called Hamza Prophet. And we are talking about Hamza Tata, the Hamza. Right. So it is not the Al-Mubarak. I did know the analyzing and I found that it is not the Al-Mubarak. The second is Jama' Mu'annat Tarim. He says that. To know the Mu'annat Tarim, we look to the end of the world. And it has Alif Anta. If it ended up with Alif Anta, it is Mu'annat Salim. And it's sound, feminine, plural. But it's not. Allah. Does it have Alif Anta then? No, it is then not Mu'annat Salim. So two, I have already made sure that this one is not very good. It's not very bad, it is not known as that. That is the third. Jam'a taksir. Jam'a taksir is that the word which differs from the method of the single by breaking. When we say breaking, either breaking a letter from it and throw it away, or breaking the word and add to the middle a letter. Example, Rajul. Here we are going to break the wall and add from outside a letter, Alif. We break between the Jinn and Nam. Rajul, Alif, Rijal. Okay. Kitab. If I want to make it plural, I break Alif and throw it away. Kutub. So this is called Jam'a Taksir. Taksir means breaking. So I am breaking either the better of the world or breaking one part, one letter of the world. So there is a break. Like in Jalala Allah, is there any break? No break. You just see any break in there. So it is not Jalala Allah, it is not Jalala Allah, it is not Jalala Allah. Then it must be a symmetric. It must be a symmetric. Is that simple as difficult? Is that simple as difficult? Right. To know the reason why it is Fatha Dhamma Kasra, I said before that this is still advanced class. Inshallah. Then we will say, in a few weeks, we're going to speak about what is the position of the Arab that takes Dhamma. What is the position of the Arab that takes Fatah? What is the position of the Arab that takes Fatah? Right? We don't want to go ahead before we reach. Right? Have you used any kalima ukra ma'arab al-harakat? Is there any other word that's ma'arab al-harakat? No. No? لا قال ليس معرف قال في الماضي قال في الماضي ليس معرف يوم يوم يجلس المعرف صحيح يوم يجلس المعرف خلد رسول أبا طلحة طيب حمر وأهلية. طيب عموما يعني this is the way how we can test the world, examine the world, analyze it. If it is معرب الحركة or معرب الحروف. If we come to know that it is معرب الحركة, now is it لو إيش المضرب؟ إذا الجمع تكسير؟ إذا الجمع مؤمن التالي؟ أو إيش الشيء المدارع؟ We have to do the analyzing to know this thing. And the third is why it is مرفوع or why it uses the dhamma of that higher kathra. This, as I said, will come later. This is advanced. وهذا هو الثيم فينا على نهايته وإن شاء الله نكمل في المسائل القادمة لكن أنا أخشي من وصول الإيمان. We stop here and إن شاء الله we'll continue in the next week and now we take something in the book of وصول الإيمان. تكلمنا عن المبحث الأول الذي فيه بيان أدلة بيان أهمية العبادة أو توحيد الألوهية وأدلتها. فقط من جبال بفوس chapter which was about the clarification of the importance of توحيد الألوهية and the goals and evidences for that. ثم قال المسألة الثانية second chapter which is about the قال وجوب إفراد الله بالعبادة وتحته مقال and here we are the evidences that it is obligatory of every mankind to single out Allah in worship or with worship in lordship sorry in Godhood. فذكرنا لكم بأنه لا بد للإنسان من أن يعبد لا بد للإنسان من أن يعبد and he said before that the mankind must worship ولا بد أن يفرد الله بهذه العبادة and he must single out Allah with his worship فلا يعبد غير الله. So he worships not but Allah. He worships not but Allah. هنا يبين لنا أدلة وجوب إفراد الله بالعبادة. And here it will clarify for us the obligation of singing out Allah in worship. طبعا قلنا بان هناك فرق بين العباده وبين افراد الله للعباده، فهل المطلوب ان تكون عابدا او المطلوب ان تكون مفردا لله بالعباده؟ We said that there is difference between worshiping and singling out Allah with the worship. So what is needed? To worship Allah or to single Him out with your worship? Of course, to single Him out. كثير يعبدون الله عز وجل لكن لا يعبدون العباد. Because there are Allah who worship Allah, but they don't single out Allah in worship, in their worship. يعبدون الله ويعبدون غيره معه. They worship Allah and they worship others besides him. وهذا النوع من العبادة لا ينفع. This kind of worship does not benefit. لا بد من أن يكون في العبادة إخلاص. The mastery is sincerity. And worship. نعم. وإفراد الله عز وجل. Singling out Allah. قال ثم ذكر معنى العبادة وكذا. ويهمنا منه الشرعي. الشرعي. And he mentioned here the meaning of worship and what is important for us is the one related to the شريعة. قال واسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه من الأقوال والأعمال الظاهرة والباطنة. هذا معنى العبادة. The meaning of عبادة or worship is that it is a name for everything that Allah تعالى likes and accepts from the sayings of the slave and the actions of the slave. Either it is hidden, meaning between him and Allah, or exposed before the people. تعلمون أن هناك عبادات خفية لما you know hidden worships like نا صوم ف وأيضا حج تهجد ها صدقة نعم الدعاء ذكر أعمال القلب all the duties of the heart all the duties of the heart خوف فين الإنابة revolting ها الرجل كل هذه الأعمال تقول يجب أن تكون لله يجب أن تكون لله. So all these types of worship must be for Allah alone. Must be for Allah. طيب والظاهرة and what is you know it's worth a shame صلاة المسجد نعم أو الصلاة بشكل عام جنرالي صلاة طيب ها الزكاة الواجبة لا أبغضت لي شرطي نعم حج كذلك الحج والعمرة نعم صدقة الفطر يعني زكاة الفطر في العيد although زكاة يعني although صدقة generally but like صدقة الفطر must be openly must be seen you better carry it and walk in front of the people and say I'm going to give my زكاة الفطر should not right same as زكاة الماء زكاة أبو بكر زكاة have to give it openly. بعض الأحيان نسأل بعض الناس يقول عنده زكاة مال ويريد يعطيها للقريب له لكن إذا علم قريبه أنها زكاة ربما لا يأخذها فيعطيه إياه كأنها مساعدة أو نقول هذا غلط. Some people say that they have obligatory zakat and they have one relative who is in need for it, but if they tell him that this is zakat, he might not take it. So they give him as a gift or a help. They say, no, this is wrong. لأن هذا القريب سيظن أنك متفضل عليه مع أن هذا حقه هو في مال الله. This relative will think that you have and you've been kind with him, but this is his right. تعالى جهد as he is one of the eight qualities of people who can receive his account. نعم، لكن أقول هناك عبادات لا بد أن تكون ضائعة مثل الهدي، يعني الأضحية أضاحي. بعض الناس يقول نرسل مال إلى بلد كذا وأنا هناك. Some people say we send money to sell solar and they settle in their city. No. سنة أن تبدع في المكان الذي فيه حتى يضع. ومن ذلك أيضا الذكر قد يكون سرا قد يكون جهرا ويجب جهرا. Also the ذكر might be hidden and might be obligatory often. فالذكر يعني الذي يكون ظاهرا هو ذكر الله في الأذان مثلا. The adhan must be loud and open. نعم. تكبير العيد. تكبير فرعيد. صلاة التراويح. نعم. And the talbiyah of Hajj must be open and loud. نعم. فبعض الذكر لا بد أن يكون بيت. وبعض الذكر الأفضل أن يكون خارج. So some dhikr must be hidden and some must be open so people see it and hear it. Well, Muslim yajib an yawasil and the Muslim must balance that. لأن الشيطان سيأتيك, because the shaitan will come to you, approach you. When عندما يكون الذكر الأفضل به الإسراء, when it is better to do this ذكر secretly, headily, يأتيك ليحملك على إظهاره فيكون رياء. It comes to you and whispers to you to make it loud, so he puts you in the showing off. أو يكون في الذكر الظاهر الذي أفضل أن يكون ظاهرا, or in the time when the ذكر it is better to be open, he comes to you and make you make it silent or يعني stop making it because you are afraid of the ria of showing off. فينبغي الحذر. We have to be careful of that. Shaitan is very clever and he knows how to play with it. قال وسيأتي ما يوضح ذلك عند ذكر بعض أنواع العبادة. ثم يعني he said that we will inshallah give more clarification to that once we speak about the types of عبادة. وبعد ذلك ذكر ثلاثة أركان العبادة and even mentioned three principles for worship. نعم صدق
الذكر
after الصلاة كان ذكر السنة after الصلاة أو 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 silently we say that the dhikr of the salah is to be loud enough to make you sit on the ones on your right hand and left hand here. But not loud as to be very loud. Yes, Ibn Abbas said that they used to know the prayer of the Jama'ah was finished during the time of Rasulullah Sallam, even before they see they were in the masjid because of what they hear outside. This hadith was very well understood by most of the ulama, most of the Muslims, and only understood by some of the ulama. And these Tullab al-Ilm thought that after salat is better to say it loudly. So they all say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And then they do the tasbih and like that loud. Which is wrong. The reason why Ibn Abbas said that the people used to hear it from outside, it is because at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the masjid was full. He's the Imam, and there is only one or two masajid in Medina. So the people coming, so the masjid is full. And the masjid is not big like today. The third is that they did not used to have ACs or any disturbance outside. The fourth is the masjid was built of very simple material that is not absorbing what's the sound. The fifth is that they used to have windows open. They used to have windows open all the time. It's in fact openings rather than it is window, it's only opening. So even a small sound that is made by all this number of people in the masjid would be heard outside, normally. Would be heard outside, normally. So, and even today, as the Imam when he turns, and he is closed by the mouth, and he says, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Not only in the masjid, not only outside the masjid, but even to the next masjid they can hear it. They can hear it. So it is, and it wasn't so that the people outside know. It's not like that. Because the people outside are not concerned about the people inside. And that's why the Imam itself used to be inside, not outside. Right? So we say that the zikr of the salah is to be done loud enough to make yourself and the innocent people near you can hear it, and louder than that would not be from the sunnah. Would not be from the sunnah. Nah.
كمال الخط للمعبود سبحانه كما قال تعالى والذين امنوا اشد خطا لله فقط على مقال الله الثاني كمال الرجاء كما قال تعالى ويرجون رحمته سوره الاسراء على 57 الثالث كمال الخوف لله سبحانه كما قال تعالى ويقعون عذابا سورة الإسراء آية 53 وقد جمع الله سبحانه بين هذه الأركان الثلاثة العظيمة في فاتحة الكتاب بقوله سبحانه الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين فالآيات الأولى
الآية
فإن قال
منعم
والمنعم
يحب
هذا
قدر انعام والمنعم يحب
والمنعم يحب هذا قدر انعام. والآية الثانية فيها رجاء فالمتصف بالرحمة ترجى رحمته. والآية الثالثة فيها الخوف فمالك الجزاء والحساب يخاف
عذابه.
ولهذا قال تعالى عقب ذلك إياك نعبد أي أعبدك يا رب بهذه الصلاة
بمحبتك
التي دل عليها الحمد لله رب العالمين ورجائك الذي دل عليه الرحمن الرحيم وخوفك الذي دل عليه الرحمن في يوم الدين.
نعم. ثم بعد ذلك دلل هذه الأركان المهمة جدا للعبادة على ذلك في 3 pillars or principles for the worship and these are very important. الأول كمال الحب للمعبود. So the first is the perfect law from the slaves to the worship or to the one who's worthy of worship. كما قال تعالى والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله والذين آمنوا يحبون ما آمنوا به. And those who believe they love Allah more than anything else and more than the love that occurs between the worshippers and their false deities. Worshippers and their false deities, and those who worship the cross or Buddha or whatsoever, they show a lot of love. But the real believers have love for that Allah more than anyone has love with whatsoever you worship. Why? Because the believers know indeed the grace and assistance and mercy and power of Allah Ta'ala, that no one is like him at all. So they know that he is the most, the greatest, he is the most powerful, he is the most honorable, he is the most kind and generous, he is the most merciful. So their love to him is more than anyone's love to whatsoever they worship. Now, and that means we have love. If we feel that we are annoyed by the worshippers, then we have a problem with our iman. If we feel that the worship are annoying us and disturbing us and bothering us, here we come and do it, but it's like the same medicine you take, then there is a big problem. There is a big problem. I am afraid that this worship would not benefit us. Because when we come to worship, we have to come with love. We're supposed to be waiting for its time to come, so we jump and come and enjoy it. That's how the believers used to do. When he used to come to the prayer and say, Ya Bilal, arihna bis salah. Oh Bilal, give us our convenience with the prayer. Or by the prayer. And Isa said that the believers, when they come to the masjid, they wish not to come out. Because they love it. 11. So we have to come to the worship with love. Love to the one we worship. Love to the mean of worship. We love it. We like it. We never feel annoyed with it. Now, والثاني كمال الرجاء. كمال الرجاء. والرجاء أمر مهم، لكن الرجاء ينبغي أن يغلب في حالات المرض وجنون الأجل. رجاء ذهاب. And you have to have a perfect raja. And raja, the hope, must be found more when the person is ill and badly ill about to die, and when you are in such cases. So you hold the mercy of Allah. كما قال تعالى وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ. And they hold His mercy. والثالث كمال الخوف. والخوف يجب أن يغلب في حالة في حال الرخاء وفي حال الصحة. And the خوف feeling must be far more when the person is more healthy, more wealthy, more strong. لماذا؟ لأن هذا يتأكد لأن المال والصحة والقوة تجعلك تذهب إلى المعاصي وتظلم ترتكب المعاصي ويقل الخوف عندك من الله. Because usually the health, wealth and power the wrong oppress others, commit sins and forget about Allah. Here you need to raise the fear in your heart. كما قال تعالى يخافون عذابه. And as Allah says, the fear is punishment. هذا كيف يحصل؟ How can I maintain the خوف, the fear? بكثرة الذكر. By the remembrance of the name of Allah. فإذا كان الإنسان يكبر، لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا صعد جبلا قال الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لماذا؟ لأن الارتفاع يحملك على الكبر الشعور بالقوة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم when he used to climb a mountain he used to say الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. Why? Because usually when you climb something high you feel you are above everyone, you feel more powerful than everyone. And then the shaitan comes and plays with it. Yes, anything that you elevate. Anything that you climb or you elevate, even with the elevator. You say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That means, Allah is greater than me when I am. Now, elevated up. So I don't find a good chance for him to whisper that I'm powerful, now I'm stronger. Yeah? And when he used to come down, he used to say, Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. Why? And remember, when you go on the court, you are lower than standing. You say what? Subhanallah. When you go for sujood, you are very low now. You say Subhanallah. Subhana Rabbiya al-A'la. There, Subhana Rabbiya al-A'la. Why? It is because Subhan means glory be for Allah. Subhanallah. And this is it. This means to please Allah by glorifying Him, so He supports you when you are weak and low. So He supports you when you are weak and low. And it means, glory be you, O Allah, I am weak, help me. I am weak, help me. نعم. الخوف والرجاء كما يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى جناحا مثل المسلم كجناحي الطائر. عبد القيم says that fearing to the Muslim is like the two wings for the bird, to the bird. And the bird loses one wing, it cannot fly. As a Muslim loses one of these two, he cannot move, he cannot push, he cannot go. Allah. You cannot fly in heaven. Cannot enter the heavens. Because these two must be found together. You cannot bring one and hide one. And then he says that all these three are perfect. Look, when you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this is the law. When you say Rahman Rahim, now this is the home. Because Rahmah, mercy, you hold it. When you say Maliki Yawmiddin, is the power of the power, is the honor of the day of judgment. And the court, who is the most powerful one? The judge. It's not even the soldier who is standing there with his gun. He's not the powerful. Because the word there is the word of the judge. The soldier cannot take you to the prison if the judge does not say, take you to the prison. So the most powerful man in the court is the judge. And the judge is asking, there is only one judge, that is Allah. So, he is the most powerful one. And the honor of that day equals 1,000 years of what you count. I said 50,000 years of what you count. That day equals 50,000 years of what you count. This war. That is one day. So if that day is that long, and there is only one judge, one owner, on that day that is Allah, then who is the owner of these small days? It must be Allah. So it means that He has the power and control over everything all the time. All the time. So you must fear Him. So you must fear Him. So these are the three. And that's why He said, that's why we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ. نَعْبُدْ means we humiliate ourselves for you alone, O Allah. We humiliate ourselves for you alone, O Allah, by worshiping you, by obeying you. Doing what you tell us, avoiding what you forbid for us. Now, and then, now. So he said that these are the three things. Three, the only surah. So now, we have the surah that if you recite, the shaitan cannot come to you. That is Surah Al-Baqarah. And if you recite in your house, shaitan does not come to this house. This is a great surah. It also has the greatest ayah, Ayatul Kursi. Which if you recite in the day and you die, you will go to Jannah. If you recite in the night and you die, you will go to Jannah. That's the Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran, if you memorize them, on the day of resurrection, they're going to come as a sheep. Right? We have one sure that if you recite three times, you will be given the reward of resurrection without the hour. And that is sure. Huh? Al-Ikhlas. And we have many merits for the souls of Quran. But there is only one particular sure that Allah Ta'ala made obligatory upon every mankind to recite every day, minimum 17 times a day, minimum. Lesser than that, only if you are traveling. When you are traveling, then you go 13 instead of 17. 13 times on traveling, 17 on residency, obligatory. That is obligatory. Now, so this is Surah Al-Fatiha. Why Allah Ta'ala made it so? That is because it includes these three pillars or principles of worship. Love, fear, and hope. Love, hope, and fear. Love and Alhamdulillah. And that's why we always say, you want the prayer benefits you? You want the Quran benefits you? Christian prayer. When you say Alhamdulillah, remember. Remember the grace that Allah Ta'ala bestows on you. So you love it. When you say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, remember the mercy that you see from. When you say Malik Yawmiddin, remember His power. So you fear it. And then you can yani, love the Quran and love the prayer. So inshaAllah Ta'ala, on the next Friday, we're going to speak about the conditions of acceptance of prayers and worships. And some kinds of worship. Allahumma salli Allahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa jazakumullahu khayr. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi.